What's your favorite part of working here?
Sometimes Brooke will let me, like, we're starting to do stuff for the carnival and stuff, yeah. And it's like, I need you to make a catapult. I'm like, if I have to, you know.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho shops, stores, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lazy LD Daily.
Good day.
Good day.
Always feel pressure to do something
morning.
Different there.
Yeah.
I should think about that beforehand.
It's all good.
Okay.
So what do we got today?
Today, we are going to go check out the store that I see on my way to Winco most weekends.
Go on.
When I'm going. And it's called Bricks and Minifigs. And it sells, yes, Legos. I have to admit, the first thing that strikes me every time I drive by it is the building itself. I swear it must have been like an old bank or something. It's kind of made out of mostly concrete and windows, and it has kind of these big half tower things on it. It just obviously was not, well, maybe it could be. It was definitely something else. There's like an old drive through teller window.
Because, yeah, the first thing that I would think of is like, did they make it look like
a
it
Lego.
Was built out, yeah,
no.
like out of Lego.
As I was just describing
that
to you, I realized that's what I was describing. It kind of sounded like that, but no, not at all.
Huh.
I don't know what the style of architecture would be, but you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So when we drive by this, we always talk about like how can a place like it sells Legos.
Right.
Come on. And don't get me wrong, Legos are expensive.
Oh, they totally are.
Recently
yeah.
had to buy some for, you know, friends' kids, and they're pricier than I thought they would be.
Yeah.
But how do you not just go to Amazon or something?
Maybe they do specialty stuff.
Is it specialty like collectibles or something like that?
Yeah. Or if you're missing pieces?
So is it catered more towards kids or adults? Because I think there's kind of a tribe of kids that do it and a tribe of adults that do it. You know, they sell all of these kits where you buy, where it's like a pirate kit or, yeah, maybe a treehouse kit. And I don't remember that much. But then I start wondering, like, I mean, how many times do you build that? And then what do? Do you just forever have to have a treehouse? So can you, like, trade it in at this place?
Well, that's a good point.
No idea.
So what's your central concern for this place?
Well, I think this one is very much along the lines of brick and mortar versus online retail. How do you compete? How do you ensure that your customers come back to you? Because I can think of a lot of reasons why I would prefer to do this online. One, you can probably find them cheaper. I'm just going to assume that. Two, it gets delivered right to my door. Convenience.
Right.
And three, if I'm buying them for my kid, then I do not have to bring my kid into the store where they'll be faced with all this temptation.
Yeah.
You know, you can just kind of window shop online and pick one for them and surprise them or have them pick one and then it's over. So what are they doing here that makes people keep coming back?
Right. Is there some sort of experience there that we don't know about? Are they building stuff there?
Right.
Are they hosting events?
Yeah. I keep wondering, is it more for kids or more for adults? Or is there somewhere in the middle where you could have a place for both?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, let's check it out. I'm like excited.
I know.
Yeah.
I was looking at their Facebook and I was like, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Don't let me down.
So, I got here first, and I drive by this all the time on my way to Winco.
Yeah.
So, I've had a lot of time to ponder the building, but, and I know you might have seen it here and there, but what are your thoughts? Do you see what I mean when I'm talking about, like, possibly an old bank? Like, that drive-up window there?
Yeah, it's a very odd kind of concrete building with these pillars. It also looks like it could be, like, a state building or something like that. You know what I mean? It's very colorful. The sign is very colorful, which stands out quite a bit from just this huge, you know, gray concrete building.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I think next to it on the other side is a gun store, stockpile ammo, which you probably want to go into.
Okay.
And I was like reading, we're next to the Fairview Office Park. And so we should say, yeah, we're on Fairview in Boise. I think it's in between Mitchell and 5 Mile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's whereabouts we are across from some of those car dealerships.
I mean, it's an office park, and it's a lot of it's more you know, kind of B2B stuff or like you know, chiropractic.
Well, now I want to
insurance,
check out beach hypnosis,
mortgage, and beach hypnosis. Yeah, wow, man.
We should reach
really
out.
Need to take that on the list. So,
you want some grapes? I'm curious to know if it's busy. I know if some kids started school today. So I don't know if, like, younger people come here.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about it, too, if we're picking kind of an odd time to come to it. But that's just how it works. So
I just assume they'll be friendly because it's, like, colorful and toys. But wouldn't it be funny if they're, like, not having it?
I don't think so. Get out of here.
Yeah. Then we'll go next door to the gun store.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, well, fine. We'll go over here. They're nicer.
All right.
Okay.
Well, should we check it out?
Let's do it.
All right. Help me finish these crepes.
Okay. good.
We walk in and explore a little bit. It's a brightly lit open space with concrete walls and very modern lighting overhead.
Hi.
It looks a bit like a credit union that's been converted into a preschool, if the preschool were also sponsored by Lego. There are low racks of Lego sets and rows of Lego bins divided into different types. Bricks, figurine torsos, legs, and heads. Then we introduce ourselves to the store owner, Brooke, who tells us a bit about the store.
We opened the store in March of 2016. We opened it for our autistic son, who's 27. We couldn't find him a job. He went through all the government agencies. Nobody would hire him. He's a little different, you know. So he works here most close to full time, 30 hours or so a week, and uses his skills, builds his Lego. That's his passion. So we were able to find this franchise as a family and come together and say, this is for Devin. So our whole family works here. Everybody works here, family, except for these two, and I'm adopting them soon. So
that's awesome.
So that's what we do here, and we're a buy-sell trade store, so we take Lego in and give people store credit or cash, and they get to sell us their Lego. So all the things that are in these little cases here, and then these glass cases are all used sets that people bring in. We verify them. That's what Gus and Allie do. They verify them, make sure the pieces are there. We put them out. We have some new in box. We have thousands of minifigures up here. Pieces that people can come in and just buy a piece to finish a set or start a set. We have birthday parties. We have a big carnival coming up that will have lots of free activities out in the courtyard for families to come and do. Make and takes and race cars and hot dogs and face painting and all sorts of fun stuff. And we're doing it around Lego. We have a dunk tank that you would have at a carnival, only we're dunking minifigures, you know, the little people.
Oh, that's kind of
fun. We have a catapult that Gus built that's going to hit the castle, you know, and knock the little minifigures off. So we've tried to base it all around Lego so people can come and explore. And
so it is a chain, right? There's other...
It is.
Yeah.
It's a franchise, yep.
And so how much, like, kind of autonomy in terms of some of the events or the things that you do here do you have? Is it solely up to you?
A lot of the things we do... as a franchise, lots of people do the birthday parties. Lots of people do the make and takes. But you can base your activities on the needs of your community. So we've had probably, I had my crew prepare 450 little snack size bags of bulk Lego this summer, and we've had that many kids come in for camps, and they'll go in the room, and then we'll do host to play with them. We'll give them an assignment, and they work as a table. You have to work as a group, and you're going to build me this, you know, a water park or a high school or a campground.
Just an open-ended thing without instructions.
Though. Yeah, okay. And they have to use their imagination and figure out how to do that, and then it's hosted, so these guys do a great job, and then they get an opportunity. Each table gets to share what they built.
Oh,
so the kids create, they have to public speak, and they have to work as a group.
Oh, very cool.
So that's what we try to do. And now we're doing team building. We just did a team building event for Cincy last week. And we have another one coming up in November for the new medical school, ISU Medical School. Yeah. We're going to do a team building event for that. So
like the company... builds, like the employees?
So we will go to them and we will
them.
Give them
okay.
a challenge.
Oh, you should come to the radio station.
and try to tie it into their work and how they work together as a team.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we make minifigures. I don't know if I have any. Well, here's one that we had printed. This was for our one-year anniversary. We get them printed from our corporate office. But
that's cool.
We had some printed that actually had Cincy's logo on it.
Oh, okay.
And it says Cincy. And then for the school... medical school, I just got their logo, so I'll send that in and they'll print their logo on there. So, so everybody who attends that will get to make themselves as a minifigure. You know, we'll provide the hair and the lipstick and the guitar or whatever they want to make themselves into a minifigure. So
what's the breakdown of adults versus kids?
In terms of your clientele?
In terms of clientele.
Oh, my goodness. It's very diverse. We have lots of kids, of course, that come in.
Yeah.
And love the Lego. We have grandparents, tons of grandparents coming in. My grandson's coming. He loves Lego. Show me what to get him.
Yeah.
So we have a variety of ages. And about 8 times a year, the Idaho Lug comes, Idaho Lego Users Group, and they're adults and kids. And it's a whole group that come and meet here once a month. We don't charge them. They just build in there, and they have a challenge from their president. And he comes in and said, you know, build me a boat. So, of course, Matt comes up with this, and the six-year-old comes up with this little tiny thing, you know, and they all get to share and show what they've done, and they share techniques.
Brooke tells us a little more about the Regulus, who bring in custom Lego builds to display. There's a French galleon, a ship in a bottle, Leonardo da Vinci's ornithopter. That's a drawing you might remember from high school art class. It's an aircraft that flies theoretically by flapping its wings like a bird. Then she talks to us a little bit about how they compete with the online retailers.
What about, I'm curious, it makes sense now that you have a lot of kind of activity-based things, team building or camps or something like that, but I always wonder, I didn't realize, I played with Legos as a kid, and I very recently started buying them for friends' kids, and they're not cheap.
They aren't cheap.
I think we went to Toys R Us around like Christmas time. I was like, are you kidding me? And so naturally, when we go into a store and it's too expensive, we're like, well, let's just go online.
Yeah.
So how do you compete? I mean, is it this kind of community thing or?
It's the community thing, and it's also the rebuild, reuse, reimagine. It's bring your sets in. We'll give you store credit or cash for them and let someone else enjoy it.
That's
because
cool.
We can have the same set. Like over there, we have Star Wars sets. We have a Poe's X-Wing on the shelf, and it'll be a certain amount that's you set when it's, you know, $35, $40 more new.
Right.
And all the pieces are there. You know, it depends on if you want the box or do you not want the box.
So do you guys verify that all the pieces are there?
We verify it as close as we possibly can make it humanly correct. And then there are pieces that you just can't find.
Yeah.
That are really, really rare. Mm-hmm. We found a Lando Calrissian minifigure in the bulk that we bought. The figure himself goes for $106, just him. His cape is $107 if you want to go buy the cape. And we can't find the cape. So those are the kinds of things that are really rare that you just can't find. But when we need to have something structural and we can't find exactly the right piece, we'll just sub the color, have a dark gray instead of a light gray. But we make sure that it'll stand up, that it's as complete as it can be structurally.
So you guys build them? If I bring in a box, a kit, do you guys build it or do I have to bring it in built?
If you bring it in built, you'll get more for your trade. Because
then you don't have to do the work.
I don't have to pay Gus to build it. I can pay you.
So your guys' job is literally playing with toys most of the day.
Yeah.
Definitely lucked out on that end.
Pretty much.
Sounds terrible.
So people bring in stuff then in bulk. You know, they have tubs of them then, mm-hmm. and then they're just trying to get rid. I mean, I think of even my parents, and they have tubs of bulk back at the house, you know, that I don't think that, you know, until they move, they probably would never get rid of them. But,
right.
So is that what people do? And then do you guys...
Do you do it by weight?
We do it by volume.
Okay.
Because we sell by volume, so we buy it by volume. So people can get little 12-ounce tubs, they can get quart bags, gallon bags, 2-gallon bags. So since we sell it by volume, then we go back here and we've gotten really good at estimating how many gallons mm-hmm. are in a tub. Mm-hmm. And we work with 18-gallon tubs most of the time. So we tell pretty much, and then we pay so much per gallon depending on how much we have. And we have a lot.
So how much does a quart bag of Legos in bulk go for, like if I wanted to buy them?
If you wanted to buy them out in our tubs out there, to buy a quart bag is $20.
Oh.
And we have had the lug come in before, and they ask us to save them 1x2 bricks, so they're like this big. You know, you cut that part off, so it's a 1x2.
Those are always my favorite. I don't
and
know
we saved it for them, and they built like a rain stick, and it stood over there for a while, and they had it at the library. But we saved all of those, and we could get 5,000 1x2s in a 2-gallon bag. So I know how many pieces we'll fit in that. My daughter counted them. I want to count these, Mom. So.
What about this building? What did it used to be?
This building was Washington Mutual.
It was
Washington
a bank.
Federal
it was
bank.
Bank. Okay, that
we
was
still
my
have
guess.
The vault.
Oh.
We still have the working door. We still have the combination. When the employees get out of hand, I close the door and say, when you can be nice, you can come out.
You put really rare pieces in there then,
yeah,
too.
Right?
We actually use it for storing our sets, for our use sets. We've got shelves in there and built and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun.
We chat with Gus next, one of the other employees who still seems in shock that he gets to work / play with Legos all day.
What kind of skills are good for working at a Lego store?
Probably patience, because sometimes there's a lot of, you find this piece, go look out in the book, and you're just sorting through stuff. It's good to not be a germaphobe, especially when you're going through all of the bulk, because there's a lot of dirty bulk when people bring it in. I would say that's probably the biggest one for me.
Do you guys wash them?
It depends on if they're really, really bad. It's like some of the stuff back here. It's really bad, we'll clean it up. But usually it's not too bad. We try to just sort out everything that's not Lego.
What's your favorite part of working here?
The fact that I get to work at a Lego store. It's cool. Sometimes Brooke will let me, like, we're starting to do stuff for the carnival and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I need you to make a catapult. I'm like, if I have to, you know.
If
I have to build Legos.
So Brooke obviously has to slide over and show us the catapult.
So this is the catapult he built for our carnival. And so the kids are going to flip that. But all of this goes back on the top. I just couldn't get it on the shelf. So
this was all Allie.
All Allie? Okay. Allie did this. Gus made the dunk tank. So
you we worked together.
You guys are so polite.
Anyway, they did this, and it's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty
fun. Kind of like in awe of the job itself. Yeah. Like
yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
I got lucky.
We wander through the store, digging into bins of yellow Lego heads.
Just the heads.
Hair is an extra $1. This is 75 cents, man.
How many heads would you say are in this
Oh,
bin?
I could not even guess. I'm terrible at that stuff.
10,000.
And bins of tiny Lego trowels and brooms.
Oh, hats and... Oh, shovel. Oh, tools.
See, you keep saying it with O. It sounds like all of it is Irish.
Oh.
Oh, shovels, oh, tools.
And are pretty shocked by the money collectors are willing to pay for limited edition sets.
This is the tumbler. It's,
This guy's $225.
Yeah.
We finish by talking a little more with Brooke before we leave, who tells us about some of the holiday events they host.
We have, we do make and take events for kids, and we try to do them around the holidays. So last Christmas, we did a Christmas tree, a nativity, a polar bear, a penguin, and a girl penguin. So we have all of that. We have them for Thanksgiving. We'll have them for Halloween.
Last, Joel takes about 1,000 pictures of the Star Wars figurines before we head out.
Well, I think the thing that, I guess the two things that maybe kind of attract me to, or initial impression just that kind of attract me to the store, number one is just the sheer amount of events, you know? I mean, it's not a toy store. It really is not.
No.
It's more of an event space based around Legos.
Yeah.
And then the other piece is obviously their backstory for why they opened
totally.
It.
Totally. That's freaking heartwarming.
Yeah.
And I would work for Brooke doing anything.
Yeah.
If it was a Lego store, if she was baking pies, if she was building buildings, I would be like, yeah, you can be my boss.
Yeah, she was very, very warm, very welcoming.
I like meeting these kind of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes me miss my mom.
She's still alive, though.
Yeah,
so
no, she's still alive. Okay, yeah, we should clarify that.
Yeah, okay.
But just far away.
Right, right.
Very motherly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a cool space, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that we stopped doing
it. It's another one, too. I will say it's another one that wouldn't take too much of an excuse to come back to some, kids.
I was going
to
say, you've got nieces and nephews.
Yeah, some friends with their kids or nieces and nephews.
Yeah. And I do, yeah, you're right. I like what they're doing with the community. And not just kids, really kind of using Legos as this...
A building block.
Okay, well, we're done.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
We're back from our excursion to Bricks and Minifigs.
Right.
And finally, I got the opportunity to check out that funky building.
Right.
First impressions, first thoughts, what do you...
Something that...
You always point at me. I just want to make that known because nobody can see us right now.
Sorry.
He's literally pointing at me across the table.
But something I already knew, but still kind of needed a reminder about, that it's not just kids playing with Legos. And I don't know why, I need a reminder of that. I would still get them in my stocking, these little sets up until a couple years ago that people would just put these little sets in there. And I loved that. I was like, Lego set.
But it's nothing you'd ever go out and buy yourself?
No, yeah. It's not. But it felt like kind of a treat. What about you?
Well, again, I was super excited to finally
check out the space. The building is kind of as funky as it sounds.
Yeah.
Really open, echoey with all the concrete and glass. Not a whole lot of sound absorption, but it fits the space perfectly. I mean, yeah. Imperfectly, but perfectly. Because I feel like if it was created from the ground, it would have been built like a Lego block or something obvious like that. Regrets not seeing the vault.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask to go behind the counter. They were pretty busy. Maybe they'll start using the drive-up window. Like when you want to come turn in your Legos, you just dump the bulk into that tube and it shoots up and they wait.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I'll call Brooke and let her know. Yeah. Maybe she'll hire me.
And then they'll measure out. They're like, they know exactly how much goes in that little pod.
Yes.
Okay. What about your central concern?
My central concern originated kind of, you know, brick and mortar versus online, but also what keeps people, customers, kids, adults, whomever yeah. shops here, what keeps them coming back. And this one was kind of, I felt similarly about the vape shop, because for me, why would I return here, regardless if the prices are more expensive or less expensive or the selection, yada, yada, like the family. I think that the story that Brooke told about the origin of the place and then staffing the whole place with her family and then these teens that she now wants to adopt, there's just something mm-hmm. very homey about it. And even if there were 12 Bricks and Minifigs in the valley, I might go to that one because I just feel she reminds me of my mom.
Which I remember you saying.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I will also say, though, too, there is some sort of sense of community that they've really built there around these building blocks, you know, and it, to me, it seems like that is so much part of the key to their success is, you know, the events that they're putting on, these different kind of contests that they're doing, and then going out in the community as well and doing yeah. these
professional development, yeah. team building.
Yeah, team building type
I think
of
it's
stuff.
A super innovative way, and that's, I guess, kind of my final analysis, to use what we all just view as like a pastime or a toy and kind of to do a greater good with it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought it was super cool learning about, you know, the team building that they do with kids there. Like, all right, go build a theme park. And they don't give them any instructions. Just go. Use your imagination. But then even hearing what they did at Scentsy, it was like, oh, yeah, why don't I think larger like that? Why do I always pigeonhole something as like, oh, yeah, right. of course, there's going to be a bunch of kids.
No, they found a way. You're totally right. They have found a way to basically kind of come up with a larger purpose, yeah. I guess, besides just the retail aspect of it.
What about your final takeaway?
Final thing, I really wanted one of those modern sculpture sets, those the little typewriter or the telephone mm. one, yeah. particularly the little typewriter that looked, just to be clear, they don't look like Lego sets.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Like the way that they're designed, they just look like, I don't know, what do they even look like? They look like little sculptures and I kind of love them, but I'm not sure I'm in the position to plunk down $30 right now for something that's going to look pretty on the shelf. But I dream. Yeah. I dream.
I know what to get you for Christmas now. Especially knowing that Legos really light up your life when you get them in your stocking.
Yeah.
Good gift idea. I feel like we should have brought some Legos back. Or we'll invite her to do team building here so we can make our own Legos.
I would be all into that.
Mine would wear a Bills jersey.
Could mine just nap?
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. Find us on Instagram, You Know the Place. And thanks this week to Brooke, Allie, and Gus at Bricks and Minifigs for reminding us that Legos are more than just toys.
And ROMs reach out to me from across oblivion. Like stone, now glad they sing.